This is the Tuesday morning show on KEXE, KBXE. I'm Heidi Holton. We are excited to tell you that the Grand Rapids Solar Project is having a groundbreaking event today. There's a ceremony for the Itasca Clean Energy Solar Plus Battery Storage Facility. It's the region's first Solar Plus battery storage system to enhance the Grand Rapids Public Utility Electric Distribution System. And joining us now is Art Norton to tell us more. He's from the Itasca Clean Energy Group. Congratulations, Art. Thanks for being with us. It's a big day.
Thank you, Heidi. It's a great day and wonderful news from the legislature. That's great.
Yeah. Just some new stuff going on throughout the state, but also in our region. There's a lot. This has taken quite a while to get to this point. Can you kind of just give us a little idea of what you guys have been working on and what your goal is here?
Oh, Heidi, it's a wonderful story, but we probably need to keep things brief. So I'll just say it. It was almost 5 years ago. A group of people came together and individuals came together in Grand Rapids. With the idea of maybe having a big community solar garden. And that way, you know, people could buy into it, sort of like a community vegetable garden. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't have to have solar panels on their own house and benefit in all kinds of ways. But then that project has continued on and mostly through the hard work and dedication of the Grand Rapids Public Utilities Commission, the staff there and the commissioners, and asking all the hard questions about, does this make sense? What are the commitments? And so fast forward today, to today, and also to mention, of course, that Minnesota Power, who provides all the wholesale electrical energy to the city of Grand Rapids, has been a partner throughout this whole project. So, long story short, a project that started out with the dream of 1 megawatt of solar energy that people could buy into is now a 2 megawatt project with battery storage. And all of that has been endorsed by City of Grand Rapids and the Public Utilities Commission, and there will be a celebration today, and all of that in very short snippets will be much better explained by the people involved from Minnesota Power, Grand Rapids Public Utilities, our own Itasca Clean Energy team, and City of Grand Rapids, and U.S. Solar, a very large and reputable solar installer of utility scale, you know, large scale solar arrays, will all be happening this morning. Sorry for so much rambling. No. I guess I'm just too excited. But I do want to say about the particulars, because I know our time's limited here. I've seen it listed at 10:30 a.m. today. I'm sure we've been telling people to come at 10.
Okay.
'Cause you'll be walking from wherever you're parking a very short distance, and being saying hello to old friends, meeting new people. The ceremony itself will be very short, but the ceremony will start at the groundbreaking will start at 10:30 in the morning.
Okay. So, Art, I was going to say, let's say I'm a customer of Grand Rapids Public Utilities, but I am. So, what does that mean for me? Do I need to tell them I'm interested in this, or is this just automatic to the energy that I'm getting to my house?
It will be automatic.
Okay.
And so, really, that's some of the really good news about this project. Started out the other way, in which individuals would express their support for solar energy. They might have to pay a little bit of an extra premium for that solar energy at the beginning of a 25-year period, but then probably would by the end would be saving quite a bit of money. But that has changed because, especially with the inclusion of battery storage, short-term battery storage, the cost to for electricity, for this, you know, electricity that'll provide about 8% of the total amount of electricity that Grand Rapids Public Utilities provides, that will be generated at a slightly lower cost than the cost that we are currently paying to Minnesota Power. So the good news is, to keep it simple, the Public Utilities Commission voted to just absorb this into their budget and result in a cost savings for all of the customers, including yourself.
That's great. That's Art Norton, the groundbreaking ceremony for Itasca Clean Energy Solar Plus Battery Storage Facility is today, starting 10, the ceremony about 10:30. You can call us if you need more information. Art, thanks so much. Yeah.
Can I tell you very quickly how to get there?
Yes, please do.